Oh, man, let's bring in the greatest of all time, no matter the position. He's the greatest football player I've ever laid eyes on, and I know he's not happy this morning. That's for sure. Jerry Rice does not take losses easily. He doesn't take them at all. He don't like losing. He may hate losing more than he loves winning. So let's bring in the GOAT, Jerry Rice, here on the River Islands guest line. Don't forget, River Islands is the best in the business. Go out there to Lathrop or go visit them. River Islands is awesome. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands? River Islands in Lathrop. Jerry, good morning, man. Welcome back to the Morning Roast. Here on 95.7 The Game, Jill Spadoni, Bonte Hill. I saw you before the game. It was some good energy. And then the game started. And it was bad energy. And be the man. You got to beat the man. And right now, the Niners can't beat the man. It's just simple. They can't beat the Kansas City Chiefs, Jerry.
Man, what a frustrating day yesterday. And now I'm still frustrated. Now I'm frustrated at you guys because you guys, I'm trying to get this Zoom link. And for some reason, it is not working. What is going on?
No,
it's communication. It's just like Shanahan and Brock Purdy right now. There's just a lack of communication right now. It's just, it starts with us, you know?
Man, yesterday, it just looked like It was like they were just meeting for the first time. It was that first day of training camp. And, you know, to see what happened yesterday, and we knew the importance of that football game, and we didn't rise to the occasion. And then on top of that, more injuries. I'm like, what is going on, man? I don't know. I don't even know if we're going to have anyone to suit up next week.
Ayuk in the ACL. Jerry, let me ask you this then. You know, because I need a go fuel right now. I need some go fuel in my life. I'm down in the dumps, Jerry. I need go fuel. Maybe I need the ice around your neck, too. That chain that you had on yesterday was shining. That was the only thing that was shining at Levi's Stadium. But this team has a problem with beating man coverage, and we're seeing it all season now. These defenses are coming in, whether they're going to L.A., Minnesota, or teams are coming to Levi's Stadium, and they're saying, we're just going to play man defense against you. We're going to play press sticky man coverage. And I think about you. I think about John Taylor. I think about T.O. If teams manned you guys up, you are going to have a field day. You'll be on ESPN all night long. But this team cannot beat man coverage. Why is that, Jerry?
Yeah, and the Chiefs' defense is really elite, man, because I'm going to be honest with you. Patrick Mahomes yesterday didn't actually play his best football. And he hasn't played his best football. He got the worst passing rating in the NFL right now. But that defense is winning ball games. And, you know, you got to be able to not make mistakes and do all of that. But one-on-one coverage. Okay, this is my game. I would spread the defense out. I would spread them out. I would spread that offense out. That run pass option thing where everything is so condensed, the passing lanes are way, you know, there's no room for error. And I think right now, because everything is so congested inside, you need to just simplify everything, spread the defense out. Let these guys run hook routes. Let these guys run square out. Let these guys run, you know, like comebacks on the outside and spread them out. And I think Brock Purdy is going to have passing lanes where he can just process everything and it doesn't look so congested.
And I was watching him yesterday, Jerry, and you were at the game and I was just watching on my couch, but I got to be honest, this is probably the worst game I've ever seen Brock Purdy play as a San Francisco 49er. I mean, all those interceptions, two of them, just go back to the very first one. I don't know what he was looking at. What were the Chiefs doing specifically yesterday to frustrate him so badly?
They knew they throw the ball over the middle. They pretty much know that they don't throw the ball outside, you know, that often. So, And I was like, even if you don't connect on a long pass or, you know, over the top, you got to throw it to let the defense know that, you know, hey, look, you know, we'll throw the ball deep. We'll throw the ball deep outside. And right now they're squeezing everything over the middle because they know that the majority of, 49er plays are over the middle. So we got to change that, man. Yeah. We got to change. We got to change that. And if we expect to, you know, somehow win our division, we're gonna have to just, you know, win every ball game now. And it's next man up. We got the Dallas Cowboys coming to town. You know, the team that we don't like, and we got to get a win.
Jerry Rice here on the River Islands Guest Line on the Morning Roast here on 95.7 The Game. Make sure you pack some Go Fuel as well. We all need it this morning. Go Fuel, the best in the business. Get some sports energy drinks in your life. Go Fuel. But hey, and he's got a great roster now. Jerry Rice, you're expanding with this roster when it comes to Go Fuel. But you're so right about not throwing outside the numbers or taking shots deep down the field. You got to let defenses know that, hey, we could take the top off the defense and everything is so congested. So what would happen if when you were playing? And maybe you guys are running your West Coast offense and you're sticking to the scheme. When did a coach, whether it was Mike Holmgren as your offensive coordinator or George Seaver as your head coach or Bill Walsh, whoever it was, Mike Shanahan as your OC, the last time the Niners won the Super Bowl, when did they deviate from the scheme to say, you know what, let's just go play football. Let's just get our playmakers the ball, because it feels like at times Shanahan is just too stuck to the script.
Yeah, you know, for us, back in the day, I'm going to be honest with you, if we – played like the way we played yesterday, we would have probably been swinging on each other on the sidelines. We would have been fighting each other. That was like, you know, that was not 49er standard right there. I would say probably what we would do is just simplify everything, go back to route running, go back to where, you know, Brock Purdy is feeling a little bit more comfortable back there in the backfield, where he can see the lanes where he wants to throw the football and stuff like that. And let these guys, you know, let these guys earn their money, man. These guys are professionals. And I don't know who's going to suit up next week, because it's like with all the injuries, you know, McCaffrey, Samuel, Ayuk, Jennings, all of that going on. You know, there's still some veteran guys out there, like a DeAndre Hopkins, like, you know, Mike Williams, Deontay Johnson and stuff like that. They might have to bring some other people in, because I don't know what happened with, Debo yesterday.
Yeah, he said he got sick. I don't know what happened, yeah. Jerry.
I don't know what happened, man, because I saw him warming up. Then after that was it.
Yeah,
and you know, we got to get some guys on the field. But I think just to simplify everything, where Brock Purdy is more comfortable, he can see the lanes and stuff like that. I think that's going to equate to winning football games. And also, you know, our defense fought hard for the longest.
Yeah, I agree.
But you know, eventually they're going to get tired. You know, and you know, so. Things just didn't happen yesterday, but I'm still going to stay positive. You know, they got to somehow turn it back around, get a win against those Cowboys, which I hate those Cowboys. Oh. They're coming to town. So, but we got to get it.
Talking to the GOAT here, Jerry Rice, courtesy of the River Islands Guest Line. And Jerry, you mentioned the injuries right now and potentially a massive one here with Brandon Ayuk and Kyle Shanahan talking after the game, fearing it's an ACL. I mean, just simply put, how big of a loss would that be for this 49ers offense?
Well, that's big, man, because, you know, I Brandon Ayuk is the guy that pretty much he's going to stretch the field. And I know, you know, he had some critical drops yesterday and stuff like that. One in particular, yeah. But, you know, you never want to see a guy get injured like that, because I went through that with the ACL and stuff like that. And, you know, it takes a while to, you know, come back from. You know, so I wish him the best and all of that. But that's a big loss for us. And that's why I was throwing out these other names of veterans that maybe can come in and help this team. And I know Pearsall, he's back on the field. I think he got his first reception yesterday. It was great seeing him out there on the football field. But, you know, we just got to see what the game plan is going to be. But somehow we got to get a victory.
You know, Jerry, you brought up the ACL injury, because I'll never forget watching that. And I'm reliving that play in my head, unfortunately, when you guys lost to Tampa Bay in the first game of the season in 1997. Now, you made a comeback. You played on Monday Night Football against the Denver Broncos, scored a touchdown, and re-injured your knee. But going through that rehab process of a torn ACL, what would you tell Brandon Ayuk? What road lies ahead for him as he tries to recover from this ACL injury?
I think the most important thing, don't rush back. Because I did. I rushed it back a little bit because I wanted to be there for the retirement of the greatest quarterback ever, Joe Montana, night jersey and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Then I think I ended up cracking my patella, and I was right back in surgery. So yeah. It was not a very smart move. So, he got to give that time to heal. And once he feels like he's 100%, then get back out there on the football field. But I think an injury like that, it takes time.
Jerry, I want to get inside your head right now, because you've played at the highest level. You've been a part of so many different locker rooms at such a championship level. And when a team has your number, like the Kansas City Chiefs seem to have Kyle Shanahan and the San Francisco 49ers number,
yeah.
How does that affect the locker room after a loss like yesterday going forward?
Well, these guys, they should feel embarrassed. I'm going to be honest with you. And that was, that was not 49ers standard football yesterday. So, it's very similar to when the Cowboys kept beating us, and we just thought, we felt like we had to find a way to beat mm-hmm. that team. And, we beat them. We beat them then because we wanted to send a message that, hey, look, we beat you during regular season. We're going to beat you during the playoffs. We're going to go and win a Super Bowl. So I think with the Niners, it's the same thing with KC. That was a statement game yesterday. Yeah. That was an important game. And I know we were 3-3 and we needed that win. And I heard people saying that, hey, we just going to look at this as another game. It was more than just another game. Richard Sherman and I, we were talking about that, man. Sometimes you just got to, just put on the boxing gloves.
Yeah.
I just wanted somebody to start a fight yesterday. I just wanted to see something like that.
You got Trent Williams wanted some smoke, Jerry. Trent Williams got hit in the side of the head. He wasn't taking it. Said, the hell with that, I'm going to slap your back.
Towards the end, but that was a little too late.
Yeah.
That was a little too late.
I wanted
to see something early. I wanted to see something doing warm-up. Like, here we go. You guys are in our house. You guys done beat us in two Super Bowls. Today is not going to happen. And we're going to knock you guys around. That's what I wanted to see.
Jerry? You're spot on with that. You're spot on, because in 94, after the Cowboys, you mentioned it, they came to Candlestick Park, and there was some scrapping, there was some fighting, there was some pushing, there was some shoving. You guys went 21-14, and then what happened in the NFC Championship game? You punch in the mouth and go up 21-0. I thought the Niners yesterday, Jerry, for a game as big as it was, we all know how big it was, they took something twice from this team, a Lombardi trophy, a Lombardi, both in the fourth quarter, once in overtime. And the fact is, they came out there 3-and-out, and it just felt timid, Jerry. They felt like they were timid.
I'm gonna be honest with you guys, because I was telling the fans behind me, hey, look, I'm gonna go out here and start a fight. I said, I'm gonna go start a fight before the game. I even security, the police, and stuff like that. I said, look, I'm gonna go start a fight. Then you guys gonna chase me. Then this gonna go viral.
Jerry, no, to but your yeah. point, Jerry, it was too Kansas City was way too comfortable yesterday. That's my biggest problem.
Exactly.
They came in here and was like, yeah, we don't even have to play our A game. We're going to play man defense against them, blitz them, and we're going to walk out of here with a dub. They were way too comfortable on the Niners' home turf.
Yeah, and really, really. And I look at body language. And, before a game, the opponent, the home team and stuff like that. I just felt like we were not fired up for that game.
Wow.
And it showed. It showed. And it's like, you get the ball. I want to see an offense sprinting, to the field saying, hey, let's go. And I'm just watching guys just move real slow. And it's almost like, just another game. It really doesn't mean that much. All of that. That's what I saw. That's the body language that I saw. And it showed. It just looked like they didn't execute well. They did not, you know, have that fire. And with KC, they just had the confidence. They came in. They, you know, they said, hey, you know, we got this crown on our heads and stuff like that. And we're going to get this, you know, W, and we're just going to just ride on out of here without no effort at all. And that was it.
And they're the last remaining unbeaten team in the NFL right now at 6-0 as the Vikings took the L yesterday to the Detroit Lions. And I'm just looking at the San Francisco 49ers team. All right, 3-4 right now. You get the Cowboys next week, get a win,
right,
back at 500, and you get the bye week, and then everything, you know, we'll see if Christian McCaffrey comes back. We'll see with all the injuries and stuff like that. This team right now, though, Jerry, heading into this matchup against the Dallas Cowboys, it feels like a must win, right? It feels like you better have this one. If you're 3-5 heading to the bye week, it's scary hours. Given how the Dallas Cowboys have been playing, yeah, they've looked awful, Jerry.
They got to kick their ass.
Guys, look. Okay, I thought I saw the worst game ever. I'm going to be honest with the Dallas Cowboys. with what happened there, I think it was on Jerry Jones' birthday or whatever. They got beat down really bad.
Jerry was going at the radio hosts last week. He was going at those guys. Yeah, getting mad at them.
They got beat 47-9, Jerry. 47-9. And Jerry Jones is telling radio dudes that he'll fire them.
but guys, on top of that, I saw another really bad game yesterday. Yeah. And that one really disturbed me 100%, because we had an opponent that had kicked our butts twice in the Super Bowl, and then to come into our house the way they did and to win this one and walk out of there. So that game was a must win. Now this game coming up, I mean, we got to win this football game. If we don't win this football game, you know, it shows that this team is just going through the motions. And they know the importance of this game coming up. And I don't want to hear this stuff about, hey, this is just another game coming up this week.
No.
It's
the Cowboys.
This is everything. This is the season. This is the Cowboys. And in every game after that, we're going to have to take them, you know, take it one by one. And somehow we got to fight hard. And we still might have a chance of winning the division, get into the playoffs where we can start the season all over again and really, you know, cause some havoc. So I don't want to hear that stuff. I don't want to hear the guys say anything about, like, hey, it's just another game. Every game now is bigger and more important than anything. If we plan on doing something during the postseason and you know, getting back to the Super Bowl.
Jerry, I need you in that locker room this week, maybe to give them a pregame speech or something. I'm dead serious, Jerry. I thought yesterday it took me off walking out of that stadium thinking that they let Kansas City come in and punk them. Defensively, off, you know, the defense played fine, but offensively, to throw three interceptions, to not be able to beat man coverage, to have one first down with basically 6 minutes left in the first half, that's not 49er football. And to your point, the body language was atrocious. So now the Cowboys are coming to town, another hated team. They want to come over and take over the trap. You know the Cowboy fans are going to be in the building. Maybe we need you to speak to the team before the game and let them know how important this is.
Well, I'm going to tell you, too, the Cowboys, after that ball game that they had, they're going to feel like they need some type of redemption. So everything in the 49ers, they probably feel the same way. So, hey, this is a mano-a-mano. Here we go. Back to the old Cowboy days where we didn't like each other and stuff like that. And hey, look, if you try to come into our stadium and try to disrespect us, hey, put the boxing gloves on. Let's go.
Jerry.
Right from the start. Don't sugarcoat it or anything.
Yep.
Let them know right from the start that, hey, look, it's not going to happen today. We're gonna whip that you-know-what. We're going to get that W, and we're going to get ready for the next game.
That's Jerry Rice, everybody. The greatest football player of all time. Not quarterback, not receiver. The greatest football player of all time for my bottom dollar. Jerry, you're always good to us, man. Keep chugging those goat fuels, man. Keep shining that chain up. Always good to see you at Levi Stadium. Big one next week against the Cowboys. We always thank you for the time, Jerry.
Hey, man, you know, you don't, the next time to Zoom, man, because I got my chain on it.
Oh,
there,
no,
man.
Hey, Jerry.
Hey, man, you guys hurt me today, man.
Jerry, I walked up to you at Levi's, and it looked like you was ready to run through my soul. You shook my head and said, yeah, I'll talk to you tomorrow. I'll be ready to go. And you had to go for you. I said, you know what? I'm going to just walk away from Jerry. I'm not messing with Jerry on game days no more, man. You're ready to run through me, dude.
Hey, man, I'm going to tell you something. I'm a different guy on game day. I'm a different guy, man. I have always been that way. It's like my game is, and even after retirement, I feel what the players, you know, should be going through. I feel like, you know, what we owe the fans and playing our best football. So I still go through those emotions, even though I'm retired and I have my game face on and it's hard, man. It was a hard day, but you know, sometimes you got to, you know, fight through adversity, get ready for the next one. I expect the Niners to really bounce back hard this week. And after that, you know, just keep fighting each game and start getting some wins and somehow, you know, get into the playoffs.
No doubt, Jerry. No doubt. They got to get a big one. We always appreciate the time, man. 3-4 right now. Got to get to 4-4 and back to 500. Jerry, we'll see you next Sunday at Levi's.
All right. Go Niners.
There he is. Thanks, Jerry.